Lexi Fish told the audience that the summit's goal of putting local seafood in schools has been partially achieved in a pilot program. Blatchley Middle School students earlier this month dined on a fish witch made from a locally caught yellow-eye rockfish.
It's healthier. The kids are going to have better attention spans if they have this good source of healthy protein at lunch. They're going to learn better. And it's better for our local economy because it stimulates, you know, what we produce here. And it builds a future market of fish eaters, and it keeps traditional food sources alive. There's lots of reasons it's better in terms of we import so much food that it's good for our food security and for our carbon footprint of our food sources that we eat more local food.
Blatchley students will see local seafood on the menu one Monday each month at first. Fish explained that her committee is working to create connections between local seafood producers and the schools to increase the availability of local product and to offset its slightly higher cost. The goal of the fruit tree group is to get 200 trees into the ground this year. Organizer Linda Wilson explained that there is more to the project than moving dirt. She said the summit will teach workshops to train people to maintain the trees once they're planted.
Unlike berry bushes, fruit-bearing trees require some effort in location, the planting, because we have poor soil here. We really need to amend the soil when we plant the trees. And they do require some pruning, some pest management, and some other things that, say, huckleberry bushes don't require.
Wilson said pollination is also a concern since pollinators and blossoms must meet, which is not always easy in Sitka. Wilson said she's importing some mason bees to support her 5 trees at home. Not everyone will want to go to those lengths, however. Wilson said it's enough to simply provide the group with a good site for a tree. The third Health Summit goal might seem counterintuitive in an environment as inviting as Sitka, but Summit organizer Doug Osborne said the Sitka Outdoor Recreation Coalition was trying to figure out how to get more people outside.
This group has come in looking more at programs and especially interested in how to get young people out into the great outdoors for more physical activity and maybe people that aren't currently doing it. So they've been meeting several times. They put together this website. They also put together a program survey, and they have people online filling that out.
The coalition's website is getoutsitka.wordpress.com. The project mirrors similar efforts across the state to create more outdoor programming. The fourth and final Health Summit goal will also create something, but no one's quite sure what. Julia Smith told the chamber that the Choose Respect mural project was as much about process as product.
We have no idea where this mural is going to be yet, how big it's going to be, or who the artists are going to be, because most of our discussions have been around the process and how we're going to engage youth, how we're going to engage adults, what kind of art we're going to use, how we're going to get the community to discuss these issues and find some positive solutions. So we're really looking at creative approaches to finding innovative solutions.
Smith said Choose Respect, whatever it turns out to be, will encourage dialogue around the issues of bullying and domestic violence. The project has already won $3,000 in seed funding from the Rural Alaska Community Action Program. Wrapping up the presentation, Doug Osborne observed that much had been accomplished since the Health Summit set these 4 goals just last October. He asked chamber members to consider what Sitka would be like if every year it set 3 or 4 big goals and achieved them. Referring to remarks from a former Summit keynote address, Osborne said it made Sitka, quote, the place to be. There is a creative class that doesn't look for jobs. They look for the place and then make the jobs, close quote.